This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So
you know why I'm so excited and so crazed? I mean, we're just living in epic, epic times. Legendary times. The best of times, the worst of times. Daria, originally from Russia, was just translating this amazing clip. If you just joined us, we've got Lord Monckton coming up with a recap on the big global government treaty. What exactly happened in Paris? They've been pretty quiet about it, which spells defeat, doesn't it? We'll get details straight ahead. Then Lan McAdoo is going to be in studio on the disgusting budget, Paul Ryan and more. ABC News, Washington Post poll highlights opposition is the highest ever to assault weapons ban. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. The problem is they're going into their high-tech fortresses politically and are going to use a lot of high-tech brainwashing on the public and are going to really dirty tactics now, which will only be used against them in the end. But it's going to get rough, folks. It's going to get rough. I'm telling you, history's being made right now. And those of you taking action are in a fight even more important than our forebears in 1776. Daria, let's play this clip one more time with your live breakdown of Putin calls Trump an outstanding, talented man. And then I'm going to get to what Trump said a few weeks ago here on the show about Putin.
All right, here we go. What do you think of Donald Trump? Well, he's a very bright personality, a very talented person, without a doubt. But it's not our job to judge his virtues and merits, but it's the job of the voters of the United States. But he's an absolute leader in the race for the presidency. He says that he wants to have a deeper relationship between us to reach new levels of cooperation. How can we not support that? Of course we support that. But when it comes to the internal politics, the way he uses his words, how popular he is, again, I repeat that it is not our business to judge his work on that level.
Putin, as usual, teleprompter free, boom, gets said a question from American in Russian, nails it, and then says, boom, that's it. And it's not that Putin's perfect, but compared to the scum that run our country, that don't want us to have kids, that don't want us to have prosperity, that hate America, because they're globalists. Putin's a Russian. And a lot of old-timers don't trust him because he was in the KGB. What are you going to be in if you grow up in that country and you're talented? And again, trust but verify. I don't completely trust Vladimir Putin. But he gets the stage. He knows where the world is. He understands globalism is meant to destroy his country. So he gets better and better, like Donald Trump. Because it's the age of awakening right now. And people know more than they used to. Let's go ahead and go to Trump with his take on my show about Putin. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him, and if I don't, somebody else will, and who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently. Not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was, we were stable mates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. But here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us. And yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. But they'll like us more than they do now. Sort of amazing.
He knows how it works. And not the Mexican people, but the Mexican elites have more billionaires per capita than any other country in the world. They literally own those people. And with our elite, they are screwing Americans. He points that out and they go, oh, he's racist against Mexico. No, America winning is not racist. It's not bad. It's this idea that we're a floor mat at somebody's door to be crapped on, and we're not. But that's political correctness. Lay down, die, let us run your life.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent, and as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they're saying the plot of the new Star Wars movie follows basically globalist world government operations here. The last one, Episode 3, the prequel, was a mirror of the Machiavellian operations used by the globalists to destabilize the planet. So we got Rob Due talking about that some in the fourth hour today, and a special report I did on Jeb Bush and his family's connection to being the head Nazi lawyers in the U.S. and working with Neville Chamberlain and, of course, Joseph Kennedy, who was pretty much a Nazi agent. This is in mainline books, mainline history. It's not popularly known. I'm not here to demonize the Kennedys, but JFK's diary, you know, is how much he loved Hitler. That's all out there. And it just shows you how dangerous fascism can be. That's why Jeb Bush is disqualified. You don't just think his daddy became the director of the CIA overnight, never being in the CIA. So, Lord Moxley with us till about 40 after. Then when he leaves us, I'm going to get into Sweden. The Muslims are murdering gay people. That story's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's an InfoWars.com article. Fox News reports lawmakers clash over refugees. Syrian information immigration quietly tops 100,000. So that's how many are here. Saudi Arabia orders execution of teen for attending protest. Progressive media argues that thanks to ISIS, we have to consider limits to free speech. And France is considering prosecuting Marie Le Pen for tweeting about violent Islamic State images. She's one of the presidential frontrunners right now. Her party just won elections. We're also with Leanne McAdoo at about 40 after. She's going to be in here at 33 after, but after Monckton leaves, she's going to get into the budget. Congress, $500 billion spending binge. Putin calls Trump an outstanding, talented man, says he wants a relationship with Russia, so how could they be against that? Fed, of course, raises the rate by 25 basis points, says they'll go up more. We'll break that down. Bionic eye could restore sight and give hope to thousands of blind people. Really exciting technological news. Hopefully can transcend the tyranny and the new dark ages with it. Just want to say Merry Christmas again because they're trying to ban that so many places. Yale students signed petition to repeal the First Amendment. That's a new video we'll get to also in the third hour today. But I wanted to get Lord Monckton on, who is the leading exposer of man-made ice age being a fraud back in the 80s, then man-made global warming in the 90s and 2000s being a fraud, now climate change, so they can't be proven wrong. They just claim, you know, the seasons are actually not normal. I don't want to get into the science. He's done that. He's conquered that. He's got peer-reviewed journals. He's a top journalist, inventor, Margaret Thatcher's chief advisor. I don't need to go into his pedigree. But you got Ben Stein on Fox. Nothing against Ben Stein. He's like, could it be a hoax? And it's like a bold courage. That's so-called conservatism. Could it be a hoax? I don't know. Do polar bears have white fur? Is Al Gore a man bear pig? I mean, this is ridiculous when even conservatives won't come out and say it's a fraud. Only Senator Inhofe will. And that's seen as radical. It's not radical. It's an admitted conspiracy to take over the world with carbon taxes and run our lives. A new dark age, unevenly distributed. So I want Lord Monckton with his gravitas to tell us what happened. They're not bragging about it. They're not talking about it. They're trying to hide it. So does that mean a big failure? They're always so secretive. What really happened at this king of world government summits, the most world leaders ever in any meeting? He was there to cover it. What are we facing next? Implementation by stealth. Is this a big victory? And then I want to move on to other geopolitical issues. The attempt to basically shut down UKIP that he helps promote, that he's part of, to help shut down other parties in Europe that just call for basic sanity. So, Lord Christopher Monckton, I guess you're back now. Are you in London? Or are you in Scotland? Where are you now? You were in Paris.
I'm in Scotland. I've been to Paris. And then I went to a very good climate conference in Essen in Germany. And I'm now back in Edinburgh and ready to resume the battle from here. And let's start, if I may, with that Paris climate agreement. The first thing you need to know in the United States is that whatever the Obama administration tries to say, this agreement does constitute a treaty at United States law. And when the original UN Framework Convention was voted on, there was an agreement between the executive branch and the Senate as to what did and did not constitute a treaty in this sphere. And this document, which does impose, albeit in a rather voluntary way, various obligations on the United States, does, within that definition agreed between the executive branch and the Senate, constitute a treaty. It therefore has no legal effect whatsoever in the United States unless and until the Senate, by a two-thirds majority, has ratified it as a treaty under the terms of your Constitution. That's the first thing you need to know, Alex. This is a treaty. Mr. Obama cannot enforce it or act upon it in any way unless and until the Senate, by a two-thirds majority, has ratified it. And I can tell you from my knowledge of the senators that they're not going to do that.
But, of course, as you know, 6 years ago, Congress shut down his carbon tax initiative and greenhouse cap, but still, not by stealth, but openly, via executive fiat, he commenced to shut down over 1,000 power plants, doubling overall electrical prices, crippling our economy.
This is, I think, a huge problem, both in Britain, where they're planning to phase out all coal-fired power altogether, even though it's the cheapest, most reliable, and these days the cleanest form of generating electricity, does less harm to the environment than anything else bar none, but they're going to close that down. This has now become a kind of religion for those who don't have religion. Jay Lear of the Heartland Institute sent round a very interesting email to me just a few days ago. He said that he notices that the reason why most of the audiences to which he speaks don't believe that there's a problem with the climate is that they've all got a religion of their own already and they don't need this new one.
That's right.
And it has become a religion, or really, let us be very clear about this, there's a distinction between a religion, which may or may not be true, and we can't prove it either way, and a superstition, which can be, and in the case of global warming, has been proven to be false. After all, there's been no global warming now for 18 years, 9 months. The rate of warming on all five of the major data sets since 1990 is well below the lowest.
Well, sure, we know that, sir, and you've documented it, and it's on record, and they got caught hiding the decline, devastating victories from 5 years ago. People understand that, and I mean, you talk about a religion. It's a religion where they're the high priest. We pay them indulgences. We've now got the Pope trying to get in on it. By the way, how is that going? I know you're a Catholic. I have a lot of great Catholic friends, great people. I know there's been a big backlash against the Pope and his behavior. What do you make of his offensive to try to get everybody to sign on to the Paris deal? Looks like that didn't go too well.
I think that, no, it didn't. I mean, the Paris deal actually is a bit of a failure. First of all, it isn't legally binding. There are those who try to say, including the Obama administration, that because the treaty imposes obligations, it isn't really a treaty because it isn't legally binding. Well, it isn't legally binding. And the reason why is that I, among others, argued for many years that there should be what's called a secession clause. Now, this wasn't in the original draft of the treaty, but it was put in the second draft, and we've managed to keep it in all subsequent drafts. And it reads much the same as the similar clause in the Kyoto Protocol of 1997, which Canada and various other countries have already taken advantage of to leave this process. And now that secession clause has been put into this treaty too. And what that means is that any nation that finally wakes up, comes off the Kool-Aid, and realizes that global warming is not happening and isn't going to happen at anything like the originally predicted rate, they can now walk away without any penalty. And all they have to do to achieve that is to give a single year's notice. So it's really quite a feeble document. And indeed, they haven't even been able to narrow down what the target amount of.
So they are being forced then to go into a stealth mode, is what you're saying?
What they're doing is they have now, this was the high point. This is the high tide mark on the scum-filled bath of water, if you like. This is the highest that the global warming extremists are going to achieve. From here on in, the water is running out of the bath. All it'll leave is a little bit of scum behind. And that.
So this is a death rattle, a dead cat bounce, as they bounce down the ravine towards their final end.
That's right. It's still costing now, I think the latest estimate is $1.5 trillion a year worldwide in people having to pay extra for their electricity and their gasoline purely because of this global warming nonsense. After all, the prices, raw material prices of coal, oil and gas have all fallen in recent years and have fallen very rapidly in the last year or so. And yet, electricity prices are double or triple what they were 10 years
and
ago.
And Spain's been totally bankrupted. I mean, as they admit, and of course you warned their own government. Just to go back to something you said earlier, though, because that's not just a claim. They admit that modern UK, US, Japanese coal plants, nothing comes out, nothing, but water vapor and carbon dioxide. And then they tell us they're horrible and dirty when it is the cleanest energy there is.
That is exactly right. You see, what happens now is that inside these coal-fired plants, they have two principal methods of technology. One of them was invented by a friend of mine at Cambridge, who was an engineer there in the science department, and he invented a thing called fluidized bed combustion. And this is a very efficient way of taking either pulverized or pelletized coal, and you make it into a kind of fluid, and it burns very, very efficiently. And the boilers are now so efficient that they're literally 99.5% efficient. The odd 0.5% is just a little bit of conduction of heat through the walls of the boiler. Otherwise, it's completely efficient. It's the most efficient way of generating.
And, of course, it got developed in England because that's where coal got discovered and used there and in Germany. What a crime to have England, that literally invented the modern world's coal systems, being shut down where you won't have any of it, but India and China and Mexico can have the most old, fuming, stinking plants and build new ones. It is a crime against our nations. I want to ask you why they want to shut down the West. On the other side, Lord Christopher Monckton, scienceandpublicpolicy.org is the key website. Stay with us.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Chomping at the bit, and the better a guest is, sometimes the more I interrupt, and it's because it's just so incredible how criminal these people are, and then they want to arrest us, and then you've got all these big oil companies lined up to shut down coal. I have no investment in coal, zero money in my life from coal. I know the science. And I watch the average middle-class person or poor working person see their prices in the United States in the last 7 years double for electricity, even as other energy prices go down. And the elite know what they're doing. I mean, Prince Charles is literally has his palaces heated with taxpayer money, but he doesn't want people in the UK to have cheap coal power. And it's just the hypocrisy of hundreds and hundreds of giant private jets, caviar, $1,000 meals, huge carbon footprints, lecturing us at Paris. Lord Monson, do these people know how ridiculous they look? I mean, you know them well. You've been tracking them for decades. Who are these elites? What's their problem? Why do they have such ill will to people? Why do they want to shut down our development and growth when development cleans things up? What's their problem?
This is a very old problem. It's known as trahison d'éclair in French. It's a betrayal by the governing class, and this time, for the first time, it's a global betrayal by the governing class. The governing class tends always to act in its own interest, and it tends also always to be largely dictatorial, largely totalitarian. It wants to govern. So when they get a subject like climate change, they come along and they grab at this and they seize it, and it makes them feel important. We are the people who are here at this historic juncture. We are going to save the world from itself at your expense and mine, of course. It won't be paying for this. It'll be profiting from it. So there's a large profit motive in this. There's a large area of self-aggrandizement. And I think with Prince Charles, frankly, the point is that the monarchy in Britain is not an absolute monarchy. It's a constitutional monarchy. It's a monarchy in which, effectively, as far as politics is concerned, the monarch has no real official role. As a result, Charles has always been looking for ways in which to make himself seem relevant. And he knows that the only way to make himself seem relevant to the left at the moment is to pretend to believe in all this global warming stuff. Now, he's not the brightest shilling in the bank. So he's not really understanding the science. He's not one of those who, that small number, who know perfectly well that this is nonsense, but are saying that it's true anyway. And those are the ones that we are now going after, because in Prague a few months ago, a new outfit was set up called the International Geoethics Committee to bring back elementary standards of ethics and honesty and probity into the earth sciences, including the climate sciences. And I've been asked to set up a fraud investigation team, because we are now looking at this as fraud. And we are looking with some interest, I may say, at some of the so-called initiatives set up by Prince Charles. And they too, some of those may be frauds. Let it be clear, the son of the monarch may be guilty of fraud. He has established, for instance, a thing called the Climate Change Law Initiative. And the aim of this initiative is to bully and pester and drag into court innocent corporations on the ground that, in his opinion, they are not kowtowing to the climate change orthodoxy to which he subscribes. Now, the danger in getting into that route is that any court case that eventually happened would look very carefully at the evidence for whether or not there really is a problem with the climate. When that evidence is considered, as it was, for instance, in the Al Gore case in the London High Court in 2007, I read the scientific testimony. He was found by the court to have committed 9 errors, as the court called them, serious errors of science, and the court would have banned the film unless the Department of Education, against whom a trucker in Dartford brought the case because he didn't want his kids exposed to what was rank political propaganda. The judge would have banned the film, and he said he would have banned it, unless the department had agreed to circulate 77 pages of corrective guidance to every school in England before the movie was shown. Now, of course, very few kids ever get told that that guidance exists. This was really a way of the judge having to admit there was something wrong with the film, but not being prepared actually to go so far as to ban it. But nevertheless, the point is established that if you take cases like this to court, as Prince Charles is now saying he wants to do, he is going to get a very great surprise, because if you bring a case to court vexatiously and frivolously, you can end up being cited for contempt, and worse still, even for fraud. Because
what you've been saying for years, they won't really do it, and they don't, because in any real court, they're afraid. It's all bluster to make them sound official and imply we're criminal. But the truth is, we're trying to get them in court, and you do get them into court, and routinely slice them in little chunks. I want to come back and talk about their latest propaganda blitzes and other offensives that you've researched that you believe they're preparing to launch. Straight ahead, future intel on how we continue to win the war against these frauds.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
And then Leanne McAdams.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time,
give it to me easy. You can see the great crew, Matt, Nico, and Leanne McAdoo. He's in there in the control room getting ready to charge in here with a whole stack of breaking news and analysis. I haven't gotten into Martin Skirley. Gets a call from a special agent during YouTube live stream. He's the guy that increased drug prices 5,000 times, 5,000%. He's now been arrested. So we're going to be talking about some of that coming up. Talk about arrogance. Talk about giving free market a bad name. 5,000% drug increase? That guy looks like a sniveling villain. I mean, so many times the book cover really does match what's inside. When it comes to people, not with books, the cover of a book doesn't usually actually tell you what's in it, but people I don't know. I mean, if I was casting for like a sub-villain to say Dr. Evil, like a mini-me, that would, I think he would actually get the job. Now, continuing, Lord Christopher Monckton, sir, we got him for another 5 minutes or so. I want to wish him a wonderful Christmas, and I just admire him as a true modern knight in shining armor out there. He could have easily joined with the dark side, with Sauron, and been part of the club and enriched himself to a great extent. But instead, I know he never talks about this. He has made great sacrifices in his businesses and career to follow these people around the world and expose their fraud. And so that's why he's the most demonized person exposing man-made climate change. So we salute Lord Monckton here at the end of 2015 and wish him another 50-plus years here on Terra Firma, because we know there'll be other dragons to slay. But thank you so much for all you do, Lord Monckton.
Well, Alex, that's one of the nicest testimonials I've ever had. Please broadcast that on a continuous loop. And also, it's right that I should wish you and all your wonderful audience, I think it's now, what, 20 million people? All the very best for Christmas and the New Year. And I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to call it not Happy Holidays or Happy Hanukkah. I'm going to call it Happy Christmas. We are allowed to remember our own Christian heritage, and we are also allowed to play the being offended game. I think we can say we are offended when we can't put up our Christmas trees and our Christmas lights because various people pretend that they're offended by them. They're not, and we should just carry on and put them up anyway, and let us vote out of office any more of these people who try to say we can't have Christmas. We can have it. We're a Christian country, and we're going to keep up our traditions, and why shouldn't we? And that's, of course, there's your Christmas tree now. I'm delighted to see what a splendid one it is in red, white, and blue. It's a patriotic Christmas tree, so you've killed two birds with one stone. I like to see that. So very best to you, Alex, because you too are a fighter for freedom, and you too do not find it easy financially to keep this vast network going. It is difficult for us on the side of light and truth. But as Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say, there was never too much money for what she was doing. There was always just enough. And anyone who does the Lord's work, as Jim Inhofe called it in a video to us at the Heartland Conference, which took place in Paris just a few days ago, any of us who do the Lord's work will always find there's just enough for us to carry on doing it.
You know, it really is providence that George Washington talked about, and of course Churchill talked about it as well, that every time doors close and we're attacked and we're in trouble, all of a sudden other doors literally magically pop open and we get just enough. I mean, it really is incredible.
That is exactly what happens, and it's been the same with me. You know, we're all living hand to mouth these days, thanks to the vast overtaxation we all have to endure, but we manage anyway. The point is that they are now in retreat. They're so desperate that at the climate conference, one of the delegates came up to me and he said, look, he said, you skeptics, you've all got gray hair now. And he said, all we have to do is just wait, and eventually you'll all be dead, and then we will rule the world and we will do away with capitalism altogether. Because this has got nothing to do with the climate. It's all about abolishing capitalism and bringing back an unholy mixture of fascism and communism. We might call it phasmunism. It's the new totalitarianism on the block. It's a very unpleasant form of government. And already the likes of Prince Charles are lining themselves up with this by saying that the likes of me, for daring to question this, even in a scientific journal, he is saying we should now be brought into court and prosecuted for daring to say that there is another side to the case. That's what his climate change law initiative is aiming to do. It's aiming to pester companies first, and then, no doubt, individuals. And, well, we will fight him, and we will fight him in court if necessary. Because if the only way to make him realize that if he goes on talking this nonsense, then he could get into trouble, is perhaps that he will have to face trial for fraud. He is not protected against trial. After all, there was a famous ancestor of his called King Charles I who was tried at Whitehall and was executed. So he had better be very careful to stay within the constitutional constraints, which mean that on this heavily political subject, on which the largest party in the last European elections and the party that grew the fastest in the last general elections, the United Kingdom Independence Party, has a view which is diametrically opposed to his own.
And that brings me to my final question, Lord Monckton, because of time constraints, my final question, without even asking, you got into the censorship issue. Portland's calling for banning Trump's speech. The head of the ACLU in Colorado said murder his supporters, had to step down. They have new charges for Le Pen for talking bad about ISIS and sending out tweets against them. It's so brazen. It's so open. It's so arrogant how tyrannical these people openly are. And it really shows how dangerous they are and really what they're pushing for and what they want to do. I mean, have they really exposed themselves?
They have, and indeed even the Supreme Court, so-called, here in the UK, just opposite Parliament, they have come out. They did a propaganda event on climate change just a few weeks ago. They're now refusing to answer freedom of information requests about it, and they are in breach of the law in doing that, and it's all about to end up in court, because they, too, are trying to deny freedom of speech to anyone who dares to question the new orthodoxy, and they're saying there is no political debate about it. They're saying there is no political controversy. That's the new official line. The fact that the party that came at top in the European elections, and it's Europe that makes environmental and climate law for the United Kingdom, we don't really do it anymore, the fact that party totally disagrees with the official party line, that to the Supreme Court does not constitute political controversy. They say there is no political debate anymore on this subject, and so they can come out and say what they like about it. They are about to discover that that is wrong. They either answer my freedom of information questions, or I will be taking them to court on judicial review of their failure to recuse the judge who, in particular, exhibited flagrant malice and bias in that propaganda event which they broadcast on YouTube. We are not taking prisoners here. We're going to send that judge to jail if necessary. We are not going to be bullied, and we're not going to have our freedom of speech silenced. And let that be the same for you in the United States, Alex. We must fly the flag of freedom even as those who govern us try to tear it from our hands.
Well, I noticed, Lord Monckton, in closing, that in the past you were very conservative, very gentlemanly. You still are, but as their rhetoric gets more draconian, more fascistic, fascist slash communist, you are upping in the threat continuum, basically up to their level, and that's a very good thing. That is the answer, to be bold in their face. Thank you so much, and have a great Christmas coming up. Say hi to your wife for me.
Certainly will. God bless you all. God bless America, and we will win.
We have to, and we are starting to turn the tide, folks. That's not me up here cheerleading. Briefly, funding this operation is one of the biggest ways to win. And when you buy the high-quality products, the super high-quality nutraceuticals, the supplements, when you buy a Hillary for Prison shirt that they're all starting to sell out right now, it's a limited edition shirt, we won't sell them anymore after December. When you buy the books, the videos, the solar power systems for your houses, all the best vetted quality products we can find at the lowest prices that we can offer. And many times we are the lowest out there. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping ends tomorrow because we can't get it to you before Christmas if you don't have your orders in by noon tomorrow. But if you order today or tomorrow, we'll be able to get it to you in the U.S. before Christmas. But regardless, continue to buy the nutraceuticals. You can get 20% off X2. You can get 33% off on the InfoWars Essential Life Pack. Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, or Female Vitality, Silver Bullet, 33% off. The Cleanse Pack, all of this, 28% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you are the ones financing this to get reporters, investigative journalists, to get on more affiliates, TV, to put up the satellites, and it's all working. By the grace of God, everything we've ever tried has been successful. Some things more successful than others, so we then focus on what's more successful. But I'll tell you, what we're able to do in the media now is scary. Thanks to working with all the other great liberty lovers around the world like Matt Drudge and WorldNet Daily and so many others, I don't want to fight with Breitbart. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. Man, I want to defeat the globalists. That's why people come to InfoWars and they go, you promote everybody. A lot of folks, you know, on Alex Jones. Look, I know I'm aggressive. I know I come off mean. It's because I'm under attack. I know that. And we're not going to win mincing words or milquetoast. That's why you've noticed that all the other big sites and the other big hosts now sound more like me. I don't sound like them. I didn't moderate. They came over. And so I'm not bragging. Leanne McAdoo is about to be with us. I'm not bragging here. I want you to understand something. The truest success is getting others to change and to see your view and to wake up and not parrot what you say, but see what you're seeing. Click with it. Get it. And it's not the 20 million people we reach a week conservatively that's the big victory. It's scary. How many people now in prominent positions listen and are now waking up others? I'm telling you, folks, we're having a huge victory. Now, Leanne McAdoo, 5 minutes of the next hour, is going to join us, and we've got our theme song for radio listeners. Go to Infowars.com/show, and you can actually see the graphics, see the articles, and, well, see Leanne McAdoo. Bring her in here in the studio, please. Oh, my gosh. Christmas tree and a nice, smart brunette in a green dress. You can't beat that.
All the world is waiting for you.
McAdoo's not just Scottish, she's also Irish. And don't Scottish girls look healthy and happy and green? All right, here she is, ladies and gentlemen, as Irish as a bottle of Jameson's whiskey. Leanne McAdoo, yay!
Yay!
Hey, I love you know, the great work you've done, Jakari, the whole crew. I get excited about Lord Monckton. I get excited about the guest we had on yesterday from the Veritas Project, James O'Keefe. I get excited about what Matt Drudge is doing. I get excited about what Paul Watson is doing. I get excited when Biggs is out there breaking big stories, and on Salazar, all of our reporters, everybody. You know, when Rob Jacobson cuts a great commercial or Gary McBreen makes some amazing graphics, it's just fun to fight, Leanne. I know we got all this news to get into, but I've been pretty wound up lately, and it's because you were here 3.5 years ago. I was a little bit bummed out, but I mean, I think we're winning, Leanne.
I do too. It amazes me how every single time, you know, the mainstream media will try and attack, we just get bigger, and it's incredible. Just the support we have, they're kind of coming out of the woodwork now. Even Kurt Russell, you'll see people in Hollywood, when they start to put that hammer down, people are going to start speaking up. And I
exactly. And what are they going to do when almost every big star you can imagine is a listener of the show and a patriot? And I don't brag about the show. Again, it's a litmus test. But most of them, and you've been behind the scenes, you know about a lot of this, won't come on, though, but they say, hey, I'm a listener.
Exactly.
I mean, when they all start going public, it is going to jack the globalist up.
Right, because they think that they're not going to be, you know, in their next film or something like that. They'll be blackballed from the industry.
How are they going to blackball all of them?
Exactly. And that's what we need, is we need people to start speaking up. I mean, today was one of those days I woke up and I wanted to get inside of my invisible jet and fly away forever, because it was just so frustrating, the news that is going on today with
you
Congress.
You didn't want to just tie somebody up in a golden rope?
I want to tie Congress up with the golden lasso and force them to speak the truth, because here, as well as the media, as well as the president coming out today and saying, oh, there's nothing to be worried about. There's no credible terror threat. Meanwhile, all you're seeing on television is terror, terror, terror. It's just, it's mass confusion on purpose to paralyze the public so that they can't do anything about Congress.
It's like a Wonder Woman ropes around them.
Present to itself.
Like a bad Wonder Woman tied them up. They just have to submit.
Yeah.
Bad people. Leanne, there is so much news to get to here. Let's cover this Martin
Shkreli.
Shkreli. I still can't get his name right. I don't think it's the word Shkreli. It just sounds like a little weaselly guy.
Shkreli.
5,000% increase in these pills.
Right.
And he's proud of himself, and now he's in trouble.
Right. And not only that, but he is the sole owner of the only copy of the latest Wu-Tang album. So he not only buys the patents for all these prescription drugs so that he can then raise the prices 5,000%, he goes and buys the only Wu-Tang album for $2 million.
And of course, he's now been arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah. Well, and so it's a little bit of karma. So he's been arrested for securities fraud. The FBI, you see him there in handcuffs today. I guess he was illegally selling off some of his stocks from one company to pay off the debt and, you know, the thugs that were probably.
So he was rat-holing stock.
Yeah, exactly. So he's just a good guy. But, you know, you see him there in his hoodie, his gray hoodie. So he feels like it gives him a little more street cred, because he's apparently he wants to be like in with the rappers and stuff. So he's a good guy. Very good guy. So I guess this is a little Christmas karma for Martin Shkreli. Now if we could just get some Christmas karma for Congress.
He does look like the consummate weasel. I think he's got a job in Hollywood as a weasel.
Look at that little simpering look on his face. I mean, my goodness.
Well, he's kind of like Madoff. He was a mid-level con artist, not in the actual elite, and that's why they burned him.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, how many times does stuff like that happen and you look the other way? Or, you know, perhaps they get tossed off.
Well, if he was a Nazi war criminal and funded anti-gun initiatives, he'd get an ADL award.
Right. So for whatever reason, this guy is he's going to be the one that gets thrown under the bus, because it's not like he's the only person who's raised the prices on drugs that are, you know, people.
He just did it the most.
Yeah.
Well, Americans do pay the most for drugs.
He just did it overnight.
It is wrong. Leanne, shifting gears to another subject, what do you think of Vladimir Putin coming out and saying he likes Donald Trump, thinks he's a talented man that wants to work with Russia, and then how can Russia be against that? They have to welcome that stance.
Well, I mean, Carly Fiorina said that that Putin respects, you know, someone that's strong. He respects strength. So I guess he just likes the fact that Trump's coming out and speaking his mind. And
well, Trump doesn't want to start World War III for no reason.
Right. Yeah, which is insane. Insane. Why would you want to shoot down a Russian plane that has been invited into that airspace?
And it's bombing ISIS.
Somebody said Christie needs a no-fly zone.
Well, he needs it around his refrigerator at night.
Yes.
Though, I got to hand it to him. He's lost a lot of weight. I mean, you know, yeah. I've lost a lot of weight, too, but I was never that big. I'm not against fat people, hell. I mean, I'm just being clear here that Chris Christie wants to eat the Constitution, and I'm not going to let him. We'll be right back on the other side with Leanne McAdoo. You got a bunch of other stuff. What's up next, Leanne?
We're going to talk about Congress's $500 billion spending binge.
That's right. Paul Ryan had some presents for the Democrats under the tree.
Yeah.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Thank you.
the ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
For liberty, for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Free today. Star Wars spoiler should be a crime, says Philadelphia Police Department. That means after you go pay to see it, you shouldn't be able to. I mean, we don't even have a culture now. Our culture is Star Wars. I'm not against Star Wars. It's just not a real culture.
They say not even to talk about it on your way out of the movie theater.
Well, just because they're talking like that, we're going to send our reporters there. We're going to talk about it. And I've already got what the plot is, and I'm going to talk about it. Oh, my gosh, I need to make Hollywood and Fox billions more. I'm not going to see the film so far. Again, it's an attack on free speech. It's all part of this training us. We don't have speech, and I'm tired of it. Somebody that goes and sees a movie has every right to talk about it and write reviews about it under the First Amendment, Leanne.
Well, I agree. And this whole thing with Star Wars, yeah, I know it's so very exciting. But look at this huge spending bill that is being shoved down our throats at the final hour when Congress is about to go on their Christmas break. And all anyone can think about is Star Wars and fake terror threats.
And Caitlyn Jenner.
And Caitlyn.
Stunning and brave. Congress $500 billion spending binge, one of the biggest ever. Massive increase in the budget. Nearly $700 billion in unpaid tax cuts. That's political reporting. And they admit it's the biggest junket ever, the biggest boondoggles ever, the biggest pork barrel ever, mainly for Democrats. So Paul Ryan has delivering them succulent goodies, and they voted more of them than Democrats voted than Republicans voted for it, showing we have Democratic operatives running the Republican Party.
Right. Absolutely. And David Knight was right to call him Paul Ryan-o, because he came in there. It's going to do more of the same. Of course, he's going to get a pass on this because everyone's just going to say, oh, well, he just was, you know.
Well, he's skinny and looks like the boy next door. No, he looks like a serial killer.
Yes.
Most serial killers look like the guy next door.
I agree. And so, you know, we want to point out that none of this is going to be paid for by budget cuts or other tax offsets. It's all going to be added to the national debt. They have no plan to pay for this.
I would not do business with Paul Ryan. I mean, a guy that looks like that with those eyes is a predator and thinks I'm stupid and thinks he's tougher than me. And you're not. You're a punk. You're a scumbag filth. I'm sorry. Sorry, Leanne. Go ahead. I'm just getting really angry at him.
And so, by the way, now this is supposedly going to help out both sides of the aisle there. You know, they're Christmas presents for everybody. So the tax break package, it's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 10 years. It includes presents for NASCAR, horse racing, and a whole slew of other.
Yeah, because NASCAR needs more money. It isn't one of the most profitable ventures in America.
Right.
That's what I mean. I'm sick of all these insider corporations who line up almost to a corporation, anti-gun, pro-open border, anti-family. Well, of course, they want to run the government because they're all getting my tax money. But then as a small business owner that actually employs people in America and manufactures things, I'm being screwed over.
Right. And Rand Paul said, you know, it's not charity when it's other people's money. So they're just giving away all of our money and then just filling us with terror. I mean, I was in there looking at CNN for, and the entire hour, it's just all about all these terror things all over the, not a single thing on this very important.
Europe is now saying they're going to have standing armies patrolling, banning free speech, but letting more radical Muslims in. They used it to have a standing army take over, just like Palpatine took over the empire by staging terror attacks. They're literally taking over via a Star Wars plot.
Right. And it's just ridiculous. And it is all meant to instill us with fear so that we're paralyzed and we can't do anything about it.
That's right. By the way, when that movie came out 7-8 years ago, Revenge of the Sith or whatever, I did reviews of it. We ought to find those and play those on the Nightly News tonight, where I break down how it's really what happened with the WMDs, the fake war. Now it's in foreign affairs. It's now all over the news saying exactly what we said years ago. Again, we were first, as usual, on target, proven right again. Leanne McAdoo coming up with me some in the third hour.
Visit GCNLive.com today.